When a new drug enters a clinical trial, it's not just science at work. It's a highly regulated process with layers of documentation, approvals, and oversight built in at every stage. From IND submission through Phase 3, every data point needs to be traceable, every protocol deviation needs to be logged, and every adverse event needs to be reported accurately and on time. It sounds like a lot, and honestly, it is. But that rigor exists for one reason: patient safety. Understanding why the process works the way it does makes you a better contributor to it. Welcome aboard. We're so glad you're here. Over the next few days, you'll get to know our culture, meet your teammates, and start settling into your new role. This course is designed to make that journey as smooth as possible. Think of it as your personal guide to everything you need to know in your first 30 days. Let's get started. So here's something worth knowing about cloud-based SaaS platforms. Your data isn't sitting on a server in the back room anymore. It lives in a distributed environment, which means automatic updates, built-in redundancy, and access from pretty much anywhere. But with that flexibility comes shared responsibility. Your vendor handles the infrastructure, sure, but you still own your data governance, your user permissions, and your compliance posture. Think of it like renting a really smart apartment. The landlord keeps the building running, but you still decide who gets a key. We all carry mental shortcuts, patterns our brains use to process the world quickly. These shortcuts are useful, but they can also lead us to make assumptions about people without realizing it. This is unconscious bias. It doesn't make us bad people. It makes us human. The goal of this module isn't to eliminate bias overnight. It's to help you recognize it so you can choose differently. Here's the truth about objections. They're not roadblocks. They're questions in disguise. When a prospect says, "I need to think about it," what they're really telling you is that they haven't seen enough value yet. In this module, you'll learn how to listen beneath the surface, ask the right follow-up questions, and guide the conversation toward a confident, informed decision. Imagine you get an email from your bank asking you to verify your account immediately, or else it will be suspended. Urgent language, a sense of panic, a link to click. Sound familiar? That's a phishing attempt. Attackers rely on pressure and fear to make you act fast without thinking. In this module, you'll learn to spot the warning signs before you click. Every customer service representative will face a difficult call at some point. A frustrated customer isn't just an obstacle. They're an opportunity to rebuild trust. In this lesson, we'll walk through a four-step approach: acknowledge, empathize, clarify, and resolve. When applied consistently, these steps can turn even the most challenging interaction into a positive experience.